You're listening to Mind, Sports, Performance and Wellbeing, the evidence-based podcast that will seriously improve your game. Whether it's building self-confidence, enhancing resilience, or simply understanding how to handle pressure best, this podcast will help you. I'm Roberto Forzoni, a performance psychologist working with world and Olympic champions and a consultant with the BBC. Welcome. Building self-confidence, level 11. More sources of confidence. In the previous modules, we've looked at four additional sources of confidence, and we'll continue now as we look at source number 9, social and multidiscipline support. Now you've got a strong social support system around you, can enhance your confidence. This can mean having supportive family or friends, for example. Some athletes are privileged enough to work with a complete support team, a coach, a fitness trainer, physiotherapist, masseur, nutritionist, psychologist, and that's before you look at the parents, boyfriends, girlfriends, or significant others. I know many athletes who, when they first gain access to this sort of support, feel so privileged and more confident. There's that feeling, I must be doing well to receive this level of support. You can see how gaining that sort of access could be another addition to your confidence box. When I was the National Psychology Manager at the Lawn Tennis Association and privileged to work with Andy Murray, it became clear that he'd work better with the team around him. A team that would travel the world with him rather than the normal, sometimes intense player-coach relationship many players had, and as did Andy at the time when working with the super Brad Gilbert. For a young 21-year-old, the nature of travelling and working with one person can get quite monotonous and tensions can come into any relationships. Especially when you're travelling together, eating together and training together every day. So coming from a football background, I saw the benefits of Andy working with a travelling support team and so developed Team Murray that went on to and continues to have real success. Remind yourself about your own social support system and the people involved in your immediate and close circles, be that an interdisciplinary sports science support team or friends and family. Draw on their support when you need it. They can be a fantastic source of confidence, especially in challenging times. Source number 10, the organisation or the environmental comfort. The organisation you belong to can also be another source in your confidence boost armoury. Again, it's another element that we end up taking for granted a lot of the time. As a soccer player, when Barcelona knocks on your door and asks if you want to sign for them, or in business, if Google come knocking, asking you to join their organisation, you know you must be doing something right, and they believe in you. This by itself could be a huge boost to your confidence, provided you don't let it move into arrogance, something we'll touch on later. I remember attending a coaching course when Steve McLaren, then the Derby County manager, was making a presentation. Now it was clear he was a highly talented individual and worked hard to achieve his success. Two seasons later, he gave another presentation. This time, he was assistant manager at Manchester United. He walked in with a different air of confidence. He looked more confident, he spoke more confident, and man, he definitely was more confident. What had changed? The organisation he'd worked for. So the organisation you're with may have a culture of winning, a culture of doing things right, and allow you to feel comfortable in a competitive environment. All of these can boost your confidence if you take time to acknowledge and appreciate where you are. Again, it's sometimes easy to overlook. Source number 11, psychological and self-regulation. Psychology and self-regulation overlaps with one of the four key sources we explored earlier, the physiological arousal. But in terms of psychology and self-regulation, this involves developing and using skills and strategies to maintain focus and manage your thoughts and emotions and behaviours. This will help lead to optimal performance. It's the confidence from simply understanding the psychological aspects of your performances or things you'd like to do. I've worked with many athletes who simply by studying and engaging in psychological training and knowing they have the skills needed to mentally stay in the game, become much more confident in their approach. Self-regulation as a source of confidence is closely related to preparation because athletes must mentally prepare and practice their self-regulation strategies for them to be effective in competition. And using these strategies during competition often serves as another important source of confidence. So a common example is the use of routines to create a familiar and comfortable plan for how to act and think as the time for competition nears. Research is consistent in finding that routines help athletes remain a sense of control and confidence in relation to upcoming competition. Pre-competition routines, and you might also call these rituals or focus plans, are critical predictors of how well athletes perform, especially in championships or high-pressure situations. So in this source, the key elements and the ones to bring into your confidence toolbox include developing and using skills and strategies to maintain focus and manage emotions, thoughts and behaviours, understanding what the uncontrollable factors are and the controllable ones and dealing with them appropriately, having good mental skills experience and also knowing you're mentally tough. Source number 12, situational favourableness. Here, you might simply feel that things are going your way, the situation's favourable for you. You enjoy playing at a certain venue, you might feel the time's right for you, the weather's just like you like it, and everything else is falling into place. You probably had those days when you feel that things have fallen into place for you, just that feel-good factor. So to summarise, in total we've explored 12 evidence-based areas that can contribute to your levels of confidence, including those big four elements, the previous successes, vicarious experience, verbal persuasion and arousal control. By regularly reviewing all of these sources and reminding yourself of the things that work best for you and trying the ones that might not have worked in the past, you can ensure that along with the hard work you put into performance, you'll give yourself the best opportunity to grow and develop that robust self-confidence. Higher levels of confidence are related to focusing on sources or strategies that you can personally control, such as those mastery or physical skills and the preparation. Confidence is more stable and resilient when you directly control the sources on which your confidence is built. So all sources of confidence are useful at times for you, and focusing on the sources like mastery and improvement or achieving personal performance goals, exhaustive training and preparation and personal self-regulation will serve to develop that strong and stable confidence. In the next module, we'll look at the ways you can put this into practice and build your own confidence programs. Your mind activity. Regularly review these sources of confidence and become aware of the ones that work best for you and when they work best for you. So to recap on the 12 sources, we've got previous performance accomplishments and what we call mastery experiences. Vicarious experiences, including learning through role models. Verbal persuasion. Emotional or physiological arousal, preparation, feedback, coach or manager leadership, self-presentation, social and multidiscipline support, the organisation or the environment, psychology and self-regulation, and finally, situational favourableness. Self-awareness, expectations and accepting what happens is crucial for you to be able to best use these sources in an effective way.
Thank you for listening to the Mind Sports Performance and Wellbeing podcast. Can I ask two things from you? Firstly, please like and subscribe the podcast as this helps us get noticed. Likewise, if you can share the podcast with friends who might also benefit, I'd really appreciate it. The more attention the podcast gets, the more information I can bring to you. Thank you and enjoy.